This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. India and Uzbekistan today announced to elevate their mutual strategic partnership to comprehensive strategic partnership level. The Central Asian country also agreed to establish a framework for long-term supply of uranium to India and discuss the sites of mining for rare earth minerals.
Dono paksh milkar ek business summit ka aayojan karenge jisme dono desho ke business leaders shamil ho. Uranium ki supply ke liye dono paksh long-term vyavastha banayenge. Aaj hum teen sister city aur sister state arrangements kar rahe hain. हमें इनका पूरा पोटेंशियल रियलाइज करने के लिए रोडमैप बनाना चाहिए.
Both countries today signed 11 memorandum of understandings in various sectors, including mining, Ayurveda, tourism, economic and financial dialogue, comprehensive and strategic partnership, higher education and environment. Our correspondent reports that during the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Uzbekistan Shavkat Mirziyoyev, both countries agreed to set a target of $5 billion of bilateral trade by 2030, which is five times of current trade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that both countries have zero tolerance against terrorism, extremism and separatism.
दोनों देशों के बीच करीबी रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास को दर्शाता है. आने वाले समय में हम दोनों देशों की डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज के बीच डायरेक्ट लिंकेज को प्रोडक्शन और को डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा देंगे. हमारा मानना है कि टेररिज्म, एक्सट्रीमिज्म और सेपरेटिज्म पूरे क्षेत्र के लिए गंभीर चुनौती हैं. इनके विरुद्ध जीरो टॉलरेंस हमारा साझा संकल्प रहा है और आगे भी रहेगा.
From Uzbekistan, the Prime Minister will reach Kyrgyzstan in a short while from now to take part in the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit at Bishkek tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Uzbekistan's Supreme State Award, the Order of Oliye Darjali Dostlik, by President Shavkat Mirziyoyev today in Tashkent. Mr. Modi dedicated the accolade to the 1.4 billion people of India and highlighted that it is a symbol of the enduring friendship between the two civilizations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his thoughts with the nation in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani. In his address, Prime Minister Modi strongly warned against the social perils of drug abuse and highlighted Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign. He also championed women-led economic empowerment through the PM Swanidhi scheme and celebrated growing avenues for women in advanced fields like the space industry. He also praised groundbreaking grassroots innovations in agriculture and digital technology. The death toll from flash floods in Nepal has risen to 781, with more bodies being recovered. More than 2,500 people are still missing following the disaster. Bodies have been recovered from all eight affected districts as rescuers race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded on the fifth day since the disaster. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority of Nepal said rescuers have so far evacuated 8,186 people from the affected districts, including 227 foreigners. The External Affairs Ministry said that 275 Indian nationals are reportedly missing and around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has released $150,000 from the Southeast Asia Regional Health Emergency Fund to support urgent health and other needs of the community impacted by the devastating flash floods in Nepal. In women's cricket, India will take on Thailand in the 2020 Asia Cup at Dubai International Stadium in UAE today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India finished as runner-up in the 2024 edition of the tournament after losing the final to Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.